أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد أرآه بالأفق المبين وما هو على الغيب بظنين. In the previous ayats we read firstly about Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, who brought the Quran Sharif wahi, revelation from Allah Ta'ala to us, and the great qualities which Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam has got, and which proves that he has brought the genuine and true teachings of Allah Ta'ala, the Quran Sharif, clearly in its perfect form. And then we have read partly about Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam, to whom the Quran Sharif was revealed to, and the qualities which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has got, which also proves that this Quran Sharif is 100% true and correct as revealed from Allah Ta'ala, given to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to transmit, to reveal to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So these qualities are 100% correct, and by which we can have 100% yaqeen that it is the exact words of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala which have been brought to us. And then further from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam right up to us today and till the day of Qiyamah, if we have to study the how the Quran Sharif, the whole of Deen, has been transmitted, a person will be left with no doubt whatsoever. And this is what is necessary to be in our hearts. And especially in these times when the enemy, and in fact in all times, they have made always propaganda and tried to create doubts in the simple-minded Muslims. Simple-minded in the sense that they believe truly in Iman, which Allah Ta'ala has declared, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. And that is what is Iman, to believe in that which we cannot see with our eyes. And for that, Allah Ta'ala had chosen the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam generally, and particularly Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to inform us of the unseen. With our senses, our eyes, ears, tongue, feeling, etc., we can perceive some things. And much more than that, with our brains, we can analyze and work out much more. But our brains will fail us totally, our five senses will fail us totally when it comes to the unseen, to the reality of the life of the qabr, the reality of the akhirah, the day of qiyamah, the reality of jannat and jahannam. A person can never perceive this with his five senses, with his brains. For that it is only necessary, and the only way is that Allah Ta'ala himself had informed us. And here particularly the subject is under discussion, that Allah has informed us, how it has come to us is with complete conviction, there is no doubt in it whatsoever. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whom Allah Ta'ala had chosen for this great mission, he did not only have yaqeen on it, but yaqeen kamil, complete convincing iman that this is the word of Allah. And because Allah Ta'ala had chosen him for this mission, Allah Ta'ala had shown him also the clear signs. For example, Allah took Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for Mi'raj. And in that, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has surpassed every Nabi and gone past the position of Jibreel alayhi salam, where he was so close to Allah. And that position Allah had given to Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, which was not given to anyone else. So after seeing even on that occasion the actual life of Jahannam and the actual life of Jannat, so who can have a more greater conviction on that? So that is what Allah Ta'ala had given to Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. So Allah tabaraka ta'ala says, amongst that, when Allah had started to inform Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ بِالْأُفُقِ الْمُبِينِ, اور اس نے دیکھا ہے اس فرشتے کو آسمان کے کھلے کنارے کے پاس, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had actually clearly seen And these are the words of Allah, the only being that has been since ever, that is forever, that controls everything, that knows everything. And Allah Ta'ala says it with great stress also. وَلَقَدْ, there is no doubt that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam clear on the clear horizon. And in Surah Najm in 27th Supara, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has made it clear on the eastern horizon, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam in his original form. And this was 100% true. And exactly as Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam was, Allah Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had seen him. And after seeing him, then revelation had started. And revelation from Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam, whose qualities we have learned about, how, what great his qualities were. And in these ayat, some of the great, great qualities of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are mentioned. And so true he was that his very arch enemies who desired the worst for him, but they also called him As-Sadiq. They also called him Al-Amin. And after even he claimed Nabuwat, which they were totally against, but still they kept all the amanats by him. So how much of trust that he had. So he said about him, Allah Ta'ala says that this whole starting of this revelation by seeing Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam was 100% true. In other words, there is no doubt whatsoever. And for us now, especially with all the propaganda that is carrying on, all anti-Islamic phobia, the phobia people have got, anti-Islamic the efforts that the people are making, all that, we must not be influenced about that at all. Our iman is, and our iman must be unflinching, no compromise in our iman, that 100% this Quran Sharif is the word of Allah, and we must go by the word of Allah. Not what scientists say, not what politicians want us to do, not what any present day reformers want us to do, who are modernists, etc. But we must go 100% by the Quran, and that must be our convincing stand, that we will not waver in that whatsoever. So Allah Ta'ala has made it clear that your Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Jibreel alayhi salam very clearly. There is absolutely no doubt. He brought that message from Allah Ta'ala and delivered it to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam had delivered that message also truly to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And Allah's promise that Allah will protect it. There is no doubt that Allah will protect this Quran Sharif, and Allah will protect it forever till the day of Qiyamah. It is a different thing that less people will believe in the Quran Sharif all along. The times will come when people will start believing other things under the guise of Islam. But the true teachings will always remain alive, and there is no doubt about it. And may Allah make us amongst those who follow the true teachings which Allah Ta'ala has given. And Allah did not go to all these lengths to convince us for nothing, but that we have that conviction within us. May Allah bless us with this.